From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 58 people have died after a devastating earthquake that struck southern Mexico Thursday night. Lucy Fielder has the details.
The highest number of deaths were recorded in Oaxaca and Chiapas in the south. In the town of Juchitan, some buildings were reduced to rubble. Its 8.1 magnitude was stronger than a devastating 1985 quake that flattened swathes of Mexico City and killed thousands. But this time, damage to the capital was limited. Power went out for about a million of its residents.
President Enrique Peña Nieto said more aftershocks may be likely. The U.S. National Hurricane Center's Mark DeMaria provided an update on Hurricane Irma, a Category 4 storm that has killed at least 21.
Because it's a large storm, we expect the conditions to last in South Florida for 24 to 36 hours. We also have to take into consideration that we expect this to remain a hurricane well up the coast and even into central and northern Florida into Monday timeframe. And then further up, we expect this to be a possible rainfall threat into southeast U.S.
DeMaria said some areas could see storm surges over 3 meters and rainfall approaching 50 centimeters. As Pope Francis celebrated Mass before a large crowd, he urged leaders in Colombia to enact laws to end the injustice and social inequality that breeds violence. Colombians are deeply polarized as they prepare to receive thousands of former fighters of the FARC guerrilla group into society and aim to repair divisions after a war that killed more than 220,000 people over the span of 5 decades. Follow Voice of America on social media for news, stories, and more. This is VOA News.